Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. As I like to say, we are a complete retirement planning firm. We do everything from income planning, investment planning, tax planning, asset protection, estate and legacy planning. You know, my rules for being complete. Today, we're going to get into a number of those areas. You know, the market, well, it hit another milestone. This week it did. We don't know where it's going to go in the future, but it hit 45,000. I'm talking about the Dow. November was the best month of the year, I believe. So where do we go from here? And how should you position yourself? We're going to talk about that. And that really gets to your investment plan. Of course, you know, I've been pounding the table. We're talking about end of year planning things. Well, we're getting closer and closer. Another year is coming to a close. It means one thing. You're certainly 1 year closer to retirement. But we want to certainly start the year with the plan, but there's still time. And I want to give you some ideas prior to the year. And then how do we get started on the right foot and hit the ground running as we get into 2025. And speaking of 2025, there's New Year's. It's a new year. There's new rules. 401k contributions. Those have changed. I want to talk to you about those. Very critical to understand these. The new tax brackets. Of course, Social Security is going to increase next year. How do all of these things impact your retirement plan? That's what it's all about. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. I will be offering information as we move along, so there's ways you can download reports. You can sign up for our newsletter if you go to our website. You can email me questions or schedule a time. So let's dig in. I thought I'd start right out with one of these things that relates to, first of all, your tax plan. As I like to say, getting to tax-free, but it also relates to end of year. When you think about it, and I'm talking about Roth conversions, I'll probably get into a few other ideas. I've talked about this before, the five issues or the five problems with large IRAs. One is, of course, large RMDs, required minimum distributions. You have to take that before the end of the year. And I've had conversations already with people that are saying, I don't want the money, but I got to take it and pay the tax. Rising tax rates, of course, could be an issue going forward. We're at 40-year lows on the, believe it or not, on marginal tax brackets. Debt is at the highest level, as we know it's been. There's also a widow's penalty you have to be aware of. We're going to get into all of these things, as well as the expense, how expensive it is to your children because of the Secure Act. Are we aware of these things? So let's start with a Roth conversion and how do we get money into Roth? Because if you have money in Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, there's no RMDs. So that goes away. Okay, rising tax rates. Well, the tax rate's always zero. Widow's penalty, it goes to your spouse tax-free. Okay, so it eliminates these issues, and I can use the term eliminate. I don't use it often. Sometimes we say minimize, but this eliminates those problems. Roth conversions, I'll give you the rules, and we'll start with that. But I just want you to be aware of, if we're sitting here with this tax time bomb on this retirement account, what can we do? Well, Roth conversions are one of those things. I do have a report that has seven ideas in there and includes other ways to get to tax-free. So if you want that, certainly you can request it, give us a call, or go to our website. But I'll give you the rules on Roth conversions, and I've had... I mean, it's just like I'm getting just bombarded this time of year with Roth conversions. I do it every year. But then I've had meetings this week as well. And I'll give you a couple examples. First of all, Roth conversions, you can, I'll give you the rules. This is the way I phrase it. You can convert as much as you want. You can, let's put it this way. You can convert any amount at any time at any age. You heard me. Any amount at any time at any age. You have $1 million in an IRA. Not suggesting you do this. $1 million in a 401k, not suggesting you do this. But you can convert the entire amount today. Now, you know, I had this conversation with a client. We sat down, and he said, you know, I don't know if I want to do the Roth conversion this year. I did a big chunk next year. I was speaking with somebody, and they told me, you know, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. And I said, well, okay, let's talk through this. So we did. You know, I explained to him, he's 3 years away from required distributions. Age 73 is when you have to start taking money out of the 401ks, IRAs, and any tax-deferred account. And I said, you know, we did the math. I said, you know, if you do nothing, you do no conversions today, your RMDs are going to be about 40, 50,000. Are you aware of that? And he said, I really didn't think about that. I said, yeah, you know what? It's going to make your Social Security taxable. Are you aware of that? Well, I didn't think about that. And you know what? It might impact your Medicare premiums. Are you aware of that? And what if tax rates go up in the future? And by the way, when it goes to your children, they're going to pay all the tax on it too, maybe at their highest tax rates. He said, I didn't look at it that way. So we can do the, well, you may be in a lower tax bracket when you retire, But again, you may not be. I don't know that. Nobody knows what future tax rates are going to be. So by the end of that meeting, after someone had told him not to do it, and he'd walked into the meeting saying, no way I'm doing conversions, he walked out of there saying, you know, I'm going to do $50,000. My wife's going to do $50,000. So I sent him the paperwork. We're doing the conversions on him. I think this is a good idea. Now, again, we don't know the future, but guess what? He has taken money from forever taxed to never taxed. The tax rate on it is always zero. And we're going to do this before December 31st. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security. It doesn't impact your Medicare premiums. Goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So maybe we should be thinking about these Roth conversions. We're getting up until the end of the year. I know I talk about this a lot, but you have until December 31st if you want to do a Roth conversion. Do $5,000, do $10,000, whatever. If you've never done a Roth conversion, I would say just go through the exercise of doing it. Start this process of getting to tax-free. Getting that money off the table, getting rid of your partner, the government. These Roth conversions are, again, things you have until December 31st. If you do not do it by December 31st, you have missed a year to do that. And so now we're into 2025. Well, yeah, you can do it again in 2025. But this is what I mean about doing it systematically. You see how all of a sudden we're incorporating tax planning? I always say there's a domino effect. You've heard me talk about it, right? We can't talk about income planning without talking about tax planning because they relate. We can also get into the other aspects of what about your investments that can relate to your income plan, that can relate to your tax plan. All of these things, that's why I talk about all the five pillars. So when we talk about these just Roth conversions, again, I had a meeting. This is just this week. These are just real case studies, I guess you would say. And I met someone called in, too. I had a phone call, which I can do, too. Anyone who wants to just chat for a few minutes. This gentleman called in, really nice guy. And he said, look, I had to take RMDs for the first time. I just turned 73. I don't need them. Well, too bad. The government says you got to take them, 25% penalty. And unfortunately, the sad thing about it was his spouse had passed away. And so now going into next year, now there's this widow's penalty I talked about. Your required distribution does not go down if you're single versus married, okay? So you need to understand these things and all these penalties that potentially could happen. So it's just not one versus the other. Understand how important this is. I call it forward tax planning. This is critical to your planning. You can do Roth IRA contributions. You can do Roth 401k contributions. You can do Roth conversions. Those are three things. They're all separate. You can do all three if you choose to. So, and there's more. And like I said, I had that seven ideas. I may have added an additional one to it, that report we have on our website. For those of you, that really want to take a look at this, again, we're talking potentially before the end of the year, and we'll get into other ideas. That's why I have people bringing their tax returns. I show them where this is really a lot of this can be very eye-opening. So, I've said it before. If you're recently retired or plan to retire in the next 5 years, and you want to secure the best retirement possible, start doing some of these things, putting yourself in a position down the road. I'll make a statement. You should give us a call right now. We'll talk about keeping the tax man, or I should say they're keeping their grubby hands off your hard-earned savings and keeping as much money in your pocket. What about income planning? That's part of it. We'll do a portfolio x-ray. We'll test your plan. And you'll walk out of here knowing about things you can do. Having a plan in place, I think it reduces the stress level, removes some of the uncertainty, and puts you in a better spot. If you want to take advantage of that, that's called our complimentary, and I will say customized and complete. There you are. There's some alliteration for you. Retirement plan, complete retirement plan. If you want to take advantage of that, you know my credo. Throw everything in a box or a bag, whatever works for you, or a briefcase. Come on in. We'll dig through all this stuff. You'll walk out of here not only with a plan, I would say at a minimum with ideas that are going to make a difference for you and your family. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to download information. You want to schedule a time with me, let us know. Again, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I have much more to get into. Again, going to talk about the market. We're going to talk about new rules in the new year. Things that are going to make a difference. I believe in your planning. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. We do everything, as I've said, from estate planning. We have an attorney that does that. We do investment planning, portfolio management. I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm also licensed insurance, and so we cover everything, I think. That's the way we approach it. Remember, it's not about one thing. It's not about getting to a number. It's not about growing a pile of money. It's not about just buying a product. It's about having a plan, and I've talked about the domino effect, creating income you can't outlive, keeping as much in your pocket by minimizing the taxes. We were talking the previous segment about getting to tax-free. Imagine if you could be at tax-free. It is possible. I have clients that are there. Having an investment plan that works for you, that you're comfortable with and you can stick with, protecting the assets, and then making sure, as I said, they go to your, that's the estate and legacy planning, to your loved ones in the most efficient manner. That's a plan. Those are the five pillars. We spent some time on one of those, and that was tax planning. I wish we could spend more time. We don't have, you know, we just don't have time in these, but I talked about the Roth conversions, this end of year stuff. You have until the end of the year to do a Roth conversion. And by the way, if you want to get any information from us on this, the tax-free stuff, the income planning, even our retirement roadmap, which is more of our blueprint for creating a retirement plan, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711 or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll customize things for you, help you out, answer questions. You know, feel free in any way we can help you, certainly. Let us know. So, again, we talked about end of year. Well, let me give you another kind of end of year. These are ideas, and that's why I offer these reports or offer opportunities to come in or set up a time to chat, because I know everybody's situation is unique. Now, the end of the year, we mentioned you have till the end of the year to do the Roth conversions, any amount at any time at any age. Those are the rules. Well, guess what? You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. Now, we're kind of buttoned up where it's going to be a little difficult. I've talked about it the past couple months. I hope you've taken advantage of it. I guess you could call them and tell them to accelerate your contributions and say, take the rest of my paycheck for the rest of the year. Again, we don't have as much time. But starting next year, and again, this is why this is so important to understand these rules. Workers between 60 and 63 can make a quote unquote super catch up contributions. Now, if you think about it, your 401k, and if you're not taking advantage, it's going to have these conversations with individuals. When you're looking at making a contribution to your, first of all, it's one of the largest, you know, because IRAs, if you're 50 or over, it's 8,000. That's the cap. So, and your 401ks, you can do 30,500. And guess what? Next year, if you're doing 60 and 63, you can do an additional 4,250. You get up to $34,750. $34,000, I mean, I would round up to 35, but you can't do that. But let's just say close to $35,000 per year you can put into your 401k next year. That's the first decision. What are your contributions about? So here's a great opportunity to say, I'm going to start to be proactive. Because if I asked you the question, what is your contribution? And this is a common conversation I have in meetings. The answer is, well, I think it's 8%. It might be 10%. I'm really not sure. And this is not to be critical of anyone. We're busy with life, right? And we're trying to keep our head above water, as the saying, what is that? Which is one of the best themes for sitcoms, Good Times, keeping your head above water and making a wave when you can. I like that. That's true. Seems like that's true in life. But, you know, this is where we can be proactive. And I always say it's infectious, because once you start doing these things and you kind of understand and you remove some uncertainty, it's like, wow, I see how this works. And now you start taking charge. It will be dramatic, I believe. That's my opinion. If you start doing these things, as I said, imagine maxing out your 401ks, taking advantage of this. Most people say they're not sure. Well, if I'm putting 10,000, 20,000, well, you can put, if you're age 60 or actually 50 or over, you can put up to 30,500. If you're between 60 and 63 starting next year, you can put up to 34,750. And now, by the way, one more thing. What about doing Roth in your 401k? How many of you are taking advantage of that? Because remember, we talked about it. So I'm talking about the rules for 401k that are changing. We're kind of, melding the end of year with every year you have from, you know, January 1st to December 31st to max out your 401k. You know, there's a match there too. That's another question. I have a 401k, all this stuff. That's why I say, if you go to our website, we've created a library. And you can download this information. It's the 401k checklist. It gets into these things. Number one, what is your contribution? Know what you're contributing. I met with someone this week. They said his company automatically ups it by 2% every year, which he kind of appreciated. It kind of forces it. Why don't we do that? You know, so that's one thing. The second part of it is, what's your match? I think it's 3%. It could be 6%. You know, we want to know that, because that's free money. Are you taking advantage of the match? The third thing is, you make a decision, and there's a checklist. I won't get into everything here, but because, as I said, you know, if you were trying to minimize the threat to future higher tax rates, because, you know, I've given the example before. If you need to net $30,000 out of your 401k, right, in a 25% effective tax bracket, let's just use that to keep numbers simple. Okay, I need to take out 40 to net 30. Right. And so I need to give $10,000 to the government just to get my 30. So I have to take out 40. Now, if tax rates go up in the future, do I have to take out more? Well, yes, I do. And will that make me, you know, will that affect the amount of money that will last for my lifetime? Well, it could. It will, actually. But to what extent? But in a Roth, what do I need to take out to net 30? The answer is 30. And if tax rates go up in the future, what do I need to take out to net 30? The answer is still 30. You see how important this stuff is? Remember I talk about the domino effect? We can minimize a lot of these threats, as I like to say, to our retirement if we are proactive. Not only maxing out my 401k, or at least taking advantage of this large contribution amount, but also saying I'm going to add a tax component to it, and I'm going to do something to the Roth. It's not an all-or-nothing proposition, by the way. You could do, you know, $16,000 to the traditional to get the pre-tax, and then do another $15,000 to the Roth if you want. But let's start doing some of these things. Remember, talked about Roth conversions. This is totally different. This is Roth 401k contributions in addition to Roth IRA contributions. And I had this conversation with someone this week about doing all three. And this is important. Again, if you're between 60 and 63, next year you can start the super, super catch-up contributions. In fact, I know you're going to say, Tom, what the heck are you talking about? But let me tell you something else here. You can actually, here we are, for workers of all ages, there's also potential after-tax contributions. That brings it up to $70,000 contribution limit for 2025. Now, I know you're saying, how's that possible? If you're 60, you can do up to $81,250. Now, we don't have time to get into all this. Those are called after-tax contributions. That's why you should read my report, or you should come on in. There's potential to put more money into a 401k beyond those caps. It goes in after tax, but then there's opportunities to get that into a Roth as well. You see how this stuff works? We want to know these rules. We want to know these strategies, because it's going to put us in a better position. That's why I offer the reports. That's why I offer the information. If you want to schedule a time to come in to go through this in detail, your situation is unique. Everyone's situation is unique. Man, we could do some things before the end of the year, but you know what? Going into next year, we can set ourselves up to hit the ground running, have a plan in place, and start to take advantage of these things. The feeling of doing that, I think it's pretty powerful. And I understand why I'm doing these things. I've said it before. This happens a lot when people come into my office, because I explain things. I go through their tax returns, show them where they're at. I explain Social Security, understanding. This is not rocket science. But one of the best responses I get when I go through this is, I get it. That makes sense. Instead of, you know, here's an opinion and just go with it. So you can understand this, and you can make decisions that are best for you and your family. If you want to schedule a time to do a complete analysis, we'll get into your investments, the portfolio analysis. We'll get into the tax strategies. We'll talk about maybe ideas you can do before the end of the year, and how can we get set up going into next year. It's all about getting a plan in place. That's the difference. That typically is what, you know, makes the difference in our. It's that simple. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. If you want to schedule a time, if you want to just have a quick conversation on the phone, you want to send me an email with a question, I will respond. And again, if you want us to customize anything for you, let us know. We're here for you. We're a resource. Coming up, I do again want to talk about a little about the market. A lot going on there. It's kind of exciting. But what does that mean to you? We'll also get into some other ideas that relate to your retirement plan. This is Tom Fortuna here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, right here in the Chicagoland area. Principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We know we cover it all. We try to cover as much as possible in the time that we had today. And that's why I offer information to you. There's reports. There's our library on our website. There's opportunities to give me a call, or we can schedule a time to come in to look at your situation specifically. It isn't just about portfolio management, which we do. I'm going to talk about investments here in a minute. That's why I like to say we're a little different by design. We, you know, my goal, whenever I sit down with someone, I want you to understand your taxes. I want you to understand where the income's going to come from, which we'll talk about soon here. That's really probably the cornerstone to your planning. And then how do you protect assets during your lifetime, during your lifetime, and then down to your loved ones? So this is really about having this complete plan and having things working together. Now, we've talked and spent some time on taxes. I've talked and spent some time on your 401k and some of the new rules going into 2025. I mentioned Social Security is going to kick up a little bit, which I'm going to get into income planning here in a little bit. But also the fact that new marginal tax brackets, the 401k has changed. You, between 60 and 63, supersize your 401k. I like the term. But are you aware of that? Now, are we taking advantage of that? I offered the 401k checklist. But if you want anything that we've talked about, from taxes to investments to the 401k to your estate planning, give us a call. We'll get it out to you, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about the market, the investments, okay? You know, it's been, what can I say, a very interesting year. But when we talk about your investment plans, and when we sit down with individuals, some of the common things we see is most people, I've said it before, they come in with a stack of investment statements, and there's not a rhyme or reason. There's overlap. Their spouse may have three accounts and so on. So this can become a little overwhelming. And I'm going to talk in a second about how do we get started down this path. But, you know, we want to understand where we are from our risk tolerance, especially if we're nearing retirement, especially if we're relying on these investments to provide us income. Now, this can be part of our income planning, but it's not guaranteed income. It doesn't mean it can't be part of your planning. But again, we need to understand, when was the last time you rebalanced your portfolio and looked at it and updated it? It's not a set it and forget it thing. And so one of the things we do as part of the portfolio analysis is we do a deep dive. You know, what do you own? You may be surprised. Very often people are surprised at what they own. What is your risk level? What are your fees? And then, you know, overall, what is the overlap? And again, you know, if you're going into retirement, well, there's a risk there. There's market risk. That's one of the risks. And the last thing, again, you want to do is going into retirement. We've seen this market. Now, I'm not suggesting, nobody knows what's going to happen in the market, right? We just don't know. And I think sometimes we become our own worst enemy. So, you know, we talk about creating an investment plan. It's about understanding what we want to do. I've used target date funds very often. I had someone come in here just the other day. Their entire 401k was in a target date fund. Now, target date funds, and this is according to a Forbes article, have underperformed. The other thing that I would say, and those are the 2030, the 2020, the 2040, whatever they are, there's a date on those, and they're kind of the default funds in 401ks. I've given the example again that, you know, this is my opinion now, but if you look, I pull them up and we go through them, you'll see there's just a bunch of funds. Okay, if it's a 2030 Fidelity fund, it's a bunch of Fidelity funds. You have a Fidelity S&P fund. That's the you know, the U.S. stock, of course. But international, in many cases, is 30, 40% of your equity position. I personally don't like that. I mean, that's an opinion. But as I said, I've looked at the Vanguard index funds, Vanguard or Fidelity index funds. The S&P is up over 95% over the last 5 years. International has done about 30. Which one would you want to own? Now, again, this is just giving you general comments. How is this going to impact you down the road if you're relying on this money? Do you know what you own? And so this is why this is so critical when we talk about having a retirement plan. You know, and as I said, when was the last time you rebalanced your plan? Let me just get started and explain a couple things and some ideas here. Number one, the first part of this is that I would say, how do we get started? Sometimes we feel overwhelmed. This is very common, as I said. Number one, and I have, again, this is one of our reports on our library about creating an investment plan. And the first step is there's portability. So this is almost without exception. People come in here, they have an old 401k, they have an IRA that they opened a while ago, they have their current 401k, their spouse has, There's portability. So I just want you to understand, you don't need two Roths. You don't need three IRAs. You can have one Roth. You can have one IRA. They're all portable. You have an old 403B, a 457. They can go into one account. You need to cut. I've mentioned this many times. Financial organization on many levels. Financial organization is one of the biggest obstacles. And you can do this all in one place. You want Fidelity Schwab? Open an IRA at Fidelity. You can do it from your kitchen table tonight. Or later, whenever, it's Monday, you can do it. You'll have an IRA. Then transfer all the accounts into the one IRA. Open the Roth. Transfer everything into the Roth. Now you have everything on one screen. Now, this may seem simple, but I'm telling you, it's going to be it's going to make a huge difference. Then you can start to uncover what do you own in these portfolios. Then you can start to create an investment plan. I'll take it another step further. If you have Roths and you have traditional accounts, now you can incorporate a level of tax efficiency. I met with a client recently, and I explained to him why we did this. All of his growth is in his Roth, okay? So if you're in the S&P or the NASDAQ, you could be up 30% in your Roth. The retirement account is where we put his fixed as much as possible. There's a little spillover. There's some growth in the IRAs. But again, now you can start positioning things. So I talked about all of these ideas of creating tax efficiency, also creating an investment plan. Once you decide on how much you want in growth versus equities versus fixed, and there's fixed alternatives out there. I'm going to get into some other ideas in the next segment. But why would I want my growth? Again, depending on what's in each one. But, you know, as much as possible, once I figure out my asset allocation, put the fixed in the IRA, not in the Roth. Why do I say that? Because, again, I'm not saying you should abandon bonds completely, but if I have bonds in my Roth, they've grown almost to nowhere. I want my equities. If I'm growing my IRA, I get it from a risk standpoint, but from a standpoint of taxes, why would I want my required minimum distribution to be higher? Why would I want my taxes to be higher? If I'm going to own fixed, create some efficiency. I want the tax. I want the growth in either my after-tax or my tax-free accounts. Are we doing that? I see this so often. People come in and they have a Roth and a traditional. They're the exact same portfolio. You're missing out, I think. I think that's gonna be costly, but there's inefficiencies there. So you see what I'm saying? There's so many things we can be doing where we start taking control. And so it's not just about knowing what you own, creating a plan you can stick with, but also putting them in the right buckets. And then it just takes it to another level. That's my opinion. So, you know, if you want some of this information, I would say, moreover, and in the second place, as I like to say, you know, if you want us to do a portfolio analysis and look on, because I like to say a look under the hood, we call it a portfolio x-ray. We do it on the 401k as well as the other accounts, because I know I talked about that previously. You may be surprised at what you own. Then we can talk about some ideas, some alternatives, some things that you may want to put. What should you own in each bucket? But you're going to have an investment plan, because I think, unfortunately, we become our own worst enemy. I think I've mentioned it before. You know, Daniel Kahneman and all these other ones have said he's the financial behavior. He says 90% of our decisions are emotional when it comes to our investments. And sometimes we become our own enemy. You know how you can try to reduce some of that or minimize it? Know what you own and know what your plan is. That's how you do it. So if you want to take advantage of that, we'll get an investment plan together for you. 630-864-6711. That's the portfolio x-ray. Just bring in the statements. We'll do it. To schedule a time, we can even chat about it. You can also download our reports on investment planning from our website, on our library. It's all there. These are resources to help get you started. And guess what? Start 2025 on the right foot. Coming up, I do want to get into some other ideas. Stick around. You'll listen to Tom Fortino on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a retirement planning firm right here in the Chicagoland area. We take different by design. We take an approach. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. Do we do active money management? Yes, we do. I'm insurance licensed as well. You know, we help on that piece of it as well. Yeah, we do. But we look at everything. We have an attorney that does the estate planning. And then we talk about, you know, what about creating an income plan? Those are all parts of it. As I said, it's just not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about the new rules going into 2025 and maxing out your 401k. We've talked about the market and creating an investment plan and understanding that. These are all just pieces. There's a domino effect, so you want to combine them. talked about, you can't talk about investments without talking about tax efficiency and tax diversification. You can't talk about income without how to get more of it in your pocket, again, from taxes, and how do you maximize the income over your lifetime. We're going to talk about that. If you want any of the information that we've covered today, or you want to schedule a time, 630 to get together, and we'll do an invest. We'll do an overall. We'll test your plan. We'll do the portfolio analysis. We'll do all everything we talked about, income planning, everything. Throw everything in a box. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Plenty of information to download. Send me questions if you have it. Schedule a time. It's there. So we want to be a resource for you. Now, let me cover one other area, arguably the most important. We know the number one fear among retirees. We talk about income planning, and I want to be clear on the income planning piece of it, you know, how I define income. And that's what I said. Income is different than investments and savings. Income comes in, you know, comes in regardless of the market, up or down. It comes in regardless of how much you have in savings and investment, and it comes in whether you're 65, 75, or 95. Those are the three rules to make an income. Social Security, that's an income, meets all those rules. Pensions, that meets all those rules. You can use annuities, too. We'll talk maybe a little bit about those. It meets those rules. Now, you can use investments. I've just looked this up, you know, where you can get dividend payments. You know, we'll talk a little bit about that, too. Or, you know, some type of bond yields or some type of coupon. Yes, those are investments. They're not guaranteed. You may even have rental property. That's, again, not guaranteed, but that's still important as part of your income plan. You know, I had some clients come in. The husband just retired. He's a little older than the wife. And she joked about it as we were, because we went through all the stuff that we've planned for them to this point. She joked about how he doesn't even know what day it is anymore. Because he's just, you know, as they say, every day is a Saturday, right? Which I thought was nice. Hey, it's good to hear. I said, are you okay with him, you know, kind of getting up and not going to work every day? She was very understanding, let's put it that way, which is good. You know, he deserves it. You know, and he does. He's worked very hard, and God bless him. But those are all good stories. And so when we go through this and that we did the planning with him, I talked about their Social Security decision. I talked about, so, you know, that's why I said, how do we start to stack these things up to create income we can't outlive? Do we know what these are? I'll mention Social Security again. He's probably going to wait another year or two to take Social Security. He'll have the higher benefit. You know, you can take it as early as 62. You can wait till 70. It grows by 8% per year. I've seen a difference of $10,000 a year between 65 and 70 if you defer, right? And that's important because, you know, that money is going to be for the rest of your life, and then it's going to be a survivor benefit if you predecease your spouse. The higher benefit stays for both your lifetimes. I know I've talked about this many times. Now, there's going to be, Ken, we're going into a new year, there's a 2.5% increase. They do it every October. They did it this. They'll do it again in October 2025. What is the new? Is there going to be an increase in benefits? 2.5%. You may have heard this a number of times already. If your benefit's $3,000 a month, well, you're going to get another $75 a month. Now, Medicare premiums have gone up a little bit, so it may be reduced somewhat. But understanding that, you know, when we get into the Social Security decision, you know, it's not that simple. You know, there's a lot of rules that come along with the Social Security decision. I've talked about before the Forbes article that said 96% of us that make the decision on Social Security, we miss out on $111,000 of cumulative benefits because of the decision we make. Keep in mind, these are irrevocable decisions. Now, I had a meeting with a client, and you know, unfortunately, there's widow benefits, there's spousal benefits, there's retired benefits. Her spouse had passed away, and again, these are unfortunate things, but, you know, widow benefits you can take as early as 60. This is just examples I come across that she wasn't aware. And I said, did you contact Social Security? You can contact Social Security directly. You can set up an appointment or a phone call with them. They're not allowed to give you advice, but they can at least give you information. Guess what? She can start her widow benefits. That's going to be about, she was surprised. I think it's going to be, it's a little over $2,000 a month. She was not aware of that. Now, again, you can't take benefits until 62. Your benefits, widow benefits, you can take as early as 60. I mean, there's rules here. You can have divorce widow benefits. You can have divorce spousal benefits. If you've been married 10 years and you have not, and you've been divorced over two, these are rules that we need to understand. As I said, What is the Social Security decision? What are you doing to maximize your income? Again, I had another, this has happened before. You know, your spousal benefit, if your work history is very light and your benefit, let's say it's $1,000 and your spouse's benefit is $3,000, you can take half of their benefit. That would, in this example, you could get $1,500 a month. Your spouse would get $3,000. Doesn't impact the spouse's benefit, their retirement benefit, if you take the spousal. So, you know, you get $3,000, your spouse gets $1,500. If it's $4,000, then they get $2,000. Are we taking, understanding, again, I just can't get into the, they say they think there's 2,700 rules when you get into Social Security claiming strategies. What are we doing? Again, I'll just say it. We have the Social Security decision report in our library. But this is something we do. We actually, we do an entire analysis. I run it. We have this great software. I think it's great, which will show your claiming strategies and ways to maximize the cumulative lifetime benefit. So this is what we take a look at. And people say, well, you know, we talk about what happens if I pass away. And I've said before, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living. If you have $30,000, $40,000, your spouse has $20,000, that's $60,000 of income. Pretty important to understand that. Then you can look at your pensions. That's a whole nother decision process. Again, irrevocable decisions. But what am I doing to maximize my benefit? Then you can, on top of that, again, with this couple where the wife had said he doesn't really know what day it is, we talked about the annuity, or using an annuity, it's going to give him another $24,000 a month. I'm sorry, that'd be great. $24,000 a year. He said we need an additional $2,000 a month. So we set this up so they get $24,000 a year on top of the Social Security benefits. You know, they're approaching $100,000 of year income without working and without touching investments. See how that's income? Now, you can get some other, you know, you can get some other types of investments. Like, we have a dividend portfolio we manage, okay, our firm offers. You know, you can get dividends, and you can use that as part of your plan. You know, I was just, this was just an interesting one. I looked at Pfizer. This is not a recommendation. I just said they recently, its yield is 6.5. 6.5, which is good. Hey, there you go. The stock has been kind of beat up, so that's certainly not a recommendation. That's why it's dividends at 6.5. But those are things where you can get 3-4% dividends. Maybe that's part of your plan. That's an addition to supplement. Not guaranteed, but certainly you can create a good portfolio to provide that as another source of income. This is how we start to create an income plan. So, you know, I talk about maximizing income or retirement. Look, if you want to schedule a time to do this, we talk about, we'll do the Social Security decision and the analysis. We'll take a look at, if you have a pension, bring all that information in. These decisions, you usually have 6 or 7 choices. What makes sense for you? I mean, there's no perfect answer to these things, but understanding and I get it is the way to go. So if you want to schedule a time to do the analysis, test your plan, talk about minimizing taxes, creating income you can't outlive, all of those things, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. As always, we'll be back next week at the same time, same station. I hope this has been helpful for you. We're here as a resource for you. Everyone, have a blessed week. Let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.